Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Well, welcome everyone. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Here at Exit Coach Radio, we've been working on pulling together all kinds of content for you, from audio interviews with over 1,000 advisors to books that you can order on our website at ExitCoachRadio.com to our AM 830 show that's before and after LA Angels games on Sundays. On AM radio, AM 830 in Southern California. So we hope you'll join us somehow, some way. My first guest today is Isaiah Leslie. And Isaiah is a partner and co-founder and entrepreneur at Regal Court Reporting. And let me tell you a little bit about what they do. Litigation support, providing court reporting, videography, and trial technology solutions to law firms, in-house legal departments, and corporations throughout the U.S. The topic we're going to talk about today is, when you know your why for what you do, it will change your business. So, Isaiah, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be here. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and I'm honored to have the time today.
Great. Hey, Isaiah, if I could just have you speak a little bit, just a little bit louder. We'll get a good feed for our listeners out there. So Isaiah, tell me a little bit about you and your background before we get into the topic of the day.
Sure. So my background is actually, I come from the business development, sort of sales and marketing world, but my partner is actually a court reporter. And so that's how we got started in the business. My partner, who actually is also my wife, She was going to court reporting school when we first got married, and she was doing really well at it, and she saw that there was a need that was being that wasn't being met, and so the two of us got together and started working out of our house, really when right at the top of the last market in 2007, and then everything went south, and we were able to continue to grow because we didn't have a lot of expenses, and so here we are today, almost 10 years later, with 8 full-time employees, with our own corporate headquarters in Santa Ana. So things have gone really well for us.
Congratulations. That can be both very rewarding and challenging at the same time, working with a spouse or a life partner or whatever it happens to be out there. So tell us a little bit about some of the challenges you guys went through when you were probably looking at each other after 2008 going, is this the right move or not? What were some of your challenges then?
Right. So it's a great point. So one of the, it could be, like you said, a positive or a negative working with your spouse and so closely together. One of the things that helped us though was the fact that she was actually out with clients during the day as a court reporter very often. So we didn't see each other a whole lot until the evening, which made things, you know, more normal for us. But it was a challenge because certainly the financing options were very limited. There was no financing really in the deep downturn for any businesses, and especially for new ones like ours. So unfortunately we had to do financing the other way. We had to use some of our credit cards, unfortunately, and it was kind of a scary time. And when we didn't have money coming in right away, we were kind of worried about how we were going to, you know, pay our bills and whatnot. But Stephanie was able to work as a freelance court reporter for, that's my partner, mm-hmm. for other agencies in that period of time. And I'll tell you, when you start a business, excuse me, it's one of the, it is nice if you have another income stream that's available to you. I didn't have one, so I was fully engaged in the business, but my partner was able to at least go out and work with other agencies. And that really helped us a lot when we first got started and didn't have a very big clientele. And so that's kind of how we were able to get through that downturn. But again, you know, we saw a lot of our competitors going out of business because they had a lot of overhead and,
right.
and a lot more brick and mortar. And so we really only had nowhere to go but up.
Well, there's certainly, you know, I would imagine we've all heard of government cutbacks and maybe there was some downturn, but court reporting isn't going anywhere, is it?
No, and that's one of the things about our industry is that in the downturn, there's more litigation in certain areas, and when the economy is better, there's more litigation in other parts of the business community. So we were fairly well insulated, and in California, for better or worse, it's a very litigious state, so there's always lots of business.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it's an exact science. It's not, you know, a lot is riding on the testimony, so it has to be taken down accurately and correctly. So, you know, I've tried several times to use voice technology for recording things, and, you know, sometimes it works well, and sometimes it's just, I didn't say anything near that. So
yeah,
maybe someday, but...
And that's a great point. And very often I get asked that question, you know, aren't you concerned that technology is going to make court reporting irrelevant? And the first response I have is, okay, well, do you have Siri on your iPhone? Yes. How will this Siri work just for your own voice? You know? And mm-hmm. So I think we're a long way away from technology getting to the proficiency and the level of accuracy of a human. This is one of those few areas where the human is much, much better at capturing the accuracy needed. And we're talking, you know, close to 99% accuracy of a transcript, because as you said, getting one word wrong in a case can have catastrophic effect in terms of the outcome of that case. So I think mm-hmm. we're a long ways away from technology replacing our industry.
And I'm intrigued by, you know, it says in your little bio here that you guys do court reporting, but also videography and trial technology solutions to law firms, in-house legal departments, and corporations. So tell me a little bit about the movement of videography and trial technology solutions. What are those trends that are happening?
Sure. So yeah, that's some of the fun stuff that's happening in our industry as technology is improving in a number of areas. They do actually support the cause or the service of court reporting in general. So videography, very often nowadays, because the population is so geared towards video, mm-hmm. whether it's for news or anything else, that video depositions are becoming much more common because they're very helpful either in trial or to force the other side to settle when they find that they have a witness that didn't do very well in their video depo. So that's happened quite a lot more these days. And then trial technology is really fun. So, you know, as I said, people are online, they're much more video attuned to video. And so when you're on a jury, very often the most compelling evidence is the visual evidence. And so we provide
yes.
trial technology, whether it's hardware like flat screen televisions or the audio component to that, and we provide that in courtrooms so that the judge, jury, and the witness all have access to graphics or to video deposition testimony or to other sort of visual aids that tell the story of your case and tell it in a much more compelling way than perhaps just through what you're saying. And so that's what we're doing now in cases in LA and Orange County, and that's a new service we started providing recently. In fact, we just had a case that's going to trial today in Central Court in Santa Ana that used our technology. So we'll wait to see what the jury verdict is on that.
Interesting. And do you think with all the advances in technology and especially remote technology, will there be a time where people will be able to testify from other places using video technology, or do the courts always have to see you face-to-face?
Well, that's a great question, because that's actually started to happen. We've had cases in the last couple of years where something as simple as Skype has been used. We had a case, we had a client who had a case with witnesses in Franklin, Tennessee, and some other place in Arkansas, and we were able to set up just a regular Skype feed for those witnesses so that they could testify. Judges are becoming more used to that and are allowing it a lot more often in court for somebody to remotely testify. So, yes, that is happening.
So, Isaiah, when someone comes to you and says, well, I like the looks of your firm, but I'm looking at there's other court reporters out here and other firms that can do what you do. What would you say defines you and makes you unique and different in this marketplace?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, so there are a lot of other competitors. It is a very competitive space. And court reporters are independent contractors by trade, so they're certified by the state of California, and they're all generally very good at what they do. They're very proficient and professional. So what we differentiate ourselves on is the level of customer service and the ability to have a one-call, one-person connection to to your service provider. We use the phrase, we're not corporate corporation of quote reporting. We provide personalized, customized service. We're very active and engaged in our communities in which we operate. So in Orange County, I'm involved in a couple of different nonprofit organizations. We give a lot back to the communities that we're a part of. And when I tell people, look, you have one phone call and you get to the person you need to speak with, whether it's our calendar department or our production department or our finance department. With other agencies, you have a sales rep who may or may not be with that company for a year or two in the future. You've got multiple phone rings that you've got to go through to get to the right person. Sometimes our larger competitors are based on the East Coast or somewhere else, and one department is in, New York, and another department is in Philadelphia. So we are not corporate corporation of court reporting, and you get the personalized service with us. And we're a family-owned and operated business, and we'll be that way until one of us dies, I think.
Okay, well, and so Regal Court Reporting has the heart and soul in the, you have your heart and soul into this business. It's more than just a kind of a dry technology type of a thing. It's something that you guys live and breathe and care about, it sounds like, deeply. And when we talk a little bit about what your topic is, I'm intrigued. You say when you know your why for what you do, it will change your business. And we talk about the why a lot here at Exit Coach Radio, so I'm really happy to see this. But let me repeat that. When you know your why for what you do, it will change your business. What do you have to say about that?
Right. So this is something that came to me over the last couple of years. I'm very passionate about certain things in this life. And one of them is about becoming an entrepreneur. And I believe my wife and I did it, and I felt like the way we became successful in business maybe was more by luck than by purpose. And so my goal has been, as a business owner and entrepreneur, is to try to foster an environment where you don't become an entrepreneur by luck, but you are able to, based on your, the environment that you're in, the tools that you have, you can become an entrepreneur based on your merit and those sorts of things. And so that's what I've tried to instill in my business. And My problem I had when I was looking at this was my employees. I felt like, could they go out, become successful entrepreneurs on their own? Did they have the tools or the access or the opportunity, I guess, to do that? And so what I've taken upon myself is to instill a concept called intrapreneurship, not entrepreneurship, but intrapreneurship. And
okay.
Basically, that's a term that means you're giving your employees the ability to become entrepreneurs, but with inside a larger corporation. You give them the time, the space, the resources to build new products, to create new services, to do something else using their talents that will help them learn to become an entrepreneur, but within the safety of a larger company. And that's what I've done. And with two of my most recent employees, I've started implementing that concept of intrapreneurship, and it's been so satisfying. One of them, one of my videographer, he actually pitched me on the idea of starting to do commercials for our clients. So separate and apart from any legal services, let's provide video marketing, let's provide commercials that they can show on their web website or broadcast, because his background was in film. He had a master's in film.
Mm-hmm.
So we engaged in that, and I gave him the space to do that, and we created a brand new company called Regality Media, which is spun off. It's its own entity now, and the beautiful thing about that was I allowed my employee to build something to give him that sense of success. And then, so there's the altruism there for me, but also, more selfishly, it also then created a new profit center, right, and diversified my business. So I was able to hold on to an employee that I was sure was going to leave me at some point when there was an opportunity for him to get into the film world or the Hollywood world. And now he's actually staying with me, but also engaged in that world. And so it's been great. It's been really fulfilling. And then my other employee, Miranda, she had a social media background in another company, and very talented, very energetic and responsible young lady. So she was working as my calendar manager when I hired her, but I knew she had this other talent. So we enlarged our business to include more of a social media photo element, because she's also a photographer. She has a studio on the side. So now my court reporting business instead of just using us for court reporting, I'm actually helping clients grow their own business, my law firm clients, by giving them more social media help. And also with the video marketing business, Regality Media, I'm able to create commercials for them. So now there's a value add to being to working with Regal. I'm not just taking your money and using you're using my services, so to speak, because you have to. Now I'm able to offer them something that will help grow their own business.
That's terrific. And that really is something that we're seeing a lot more people are saying, you know, instead of keeping our blinders on, maybe we should open those blinders up and pay attention to what peripheral opportunities are, because our talent, number one, they'll be more engaged. And number two, who knows, that might be the big business 3 years from now. That might be a bigger business than your main core business. It's happened with a lot of big companies and a lot of smaller companies. So I applaud you for that term, intrapreneurship, and allowing your employees. Now, let's talk a little bit about then how do you help those employees? Did you have a sit down with them and say, let's explore each of your whys, each of your employees' whys, and to have that conversation? Or did they come to you, or how did that come about?
So, yeah, great question. So with Sean, he came to me, and that's what really turned me on to the intrapreneurship concept. I didn't coin the phrase. It's been around a few years before me. But he came to me, and that's what sort of instigated that. But I knew his reason why when I hired him. He wanted to go into Hollywood and become a director and a producer in the business. So I already knew his reason why, and this was his way of saying, hey, maybe I can, you know, start to get that through this avenue of doing these high-end commercials. So that was an easy one for me. And with Miranda then, that my next hire, that was what I was looking for in my employee, was to try to find something in her background, the thing that she really wanted to do. And she already had a photography studio on the side. So I knew that that was something she wanted to pursue. So I thought maybe, you know, hire her for what I needed her for, but find a space within her time here in the office to further that goal of doing photography, and again the social media element of that too. So with Miranda, I definitely had more of a conversation about her why and what she would be willing to do, and it's been great. It's been very collaborative. She's so good with the social media element of it, and it just opened up my business. Like I mentioned before, now you know, our agency is known as a corporate agency, but we offer all these other benefits to our clients that makes us more attractive than perhaps the corporation or court reporting model that we're trying to shy away from.
Well, sure. Once you've established a good relationship, they could come in through any one of those three doors now, and have a relationship with other of your services and other of your entities. Certainly, if somebody comes in for court reporting, you hope they're not a habitual need. If they're a law firm, you hope they are.
Right,
I'm thinking as an individual, you hope they're.
Right.
But from a law firm standpoint, certainly you have repeat users, and they're all looking, you know, everybody's looking for, especially in the professional world, how do we communicate with the public in this post-Yellow Pages era? And It sounds like you guys hold the keys to some of that. So besides your needs out there, if you're a law firm or someone who needs in-house legal departments or corporations, and you need court preparation and technology and reporting, besides that, think of Regal when it comes to video and social media technology and some of the other expertise areas that they're developing. It sounds like a fantastic group that you're building. I can't wait to, you know, wouldn't it be great to be 3 years from now and see how things have developed in all of those areas, Isaiah?
Oh, yeah, that's what I think about all the time. What's it going to look like, you know? And I have visions that the, you know, video side of the business could grow even faster than our court reporting side, just because there's so many avenues opened in that world. So I think the future's bright.
Yeah, I see it all the time. I see, you know, staid businesses like, for instance, electrical contracting or electricians, and all of a sudden they get into media wiring, like, you know, for high-speed wiring for buildings, and all of a sudden the communications side of the business is better than the wiring business. They both involve wiring, but they just change it up just a little bit sometimes. It makes a big difference. So how do our listeners get in touch with you and find out more about your company and what all you do?
So you can find us on regalcourtreporting.com, R-E-G-A-L, courtreporting.com. That's our main website. We also have our Facebook page, Regal Court Reporting, or Regal Court Reporting. And then for the video on the social media side, that's at regalitymedia.com, R-E-G-A-L-I-T-Y, regalitymedia.com. And you can get us get in touch with us for either, any of those services, whether it's video, court reporting, the social media, or the photography. And we do have a special for your listeners, Bill.
Okay.
If they listen to this program and they listen all the way through, obviously, or at least to this portion, they get 25% off, 25 cents off per page of their next deposition with us if they mention Exit Coach Radio when they schedule their deposition.
Well, that's terrific. That's great. Thank you very much for that. So, listeners out there, now, if you're who chooses a court reporter? One last question here, because I'm a little confused about that. Does an individual choose that? Does a law firm choose that, or does a court choose that, or does it depend?
It depends, and it really is. There is no rhyme or reason. Solo practicing law firms, very often it's the attorney, him or herself. Or it could be the secretary, the paralegal, or it could be an office administrator if it's a larger firm, or if it's a corporation, their in-house legal team. It really runs the gamut. And so that's one of the things that makes my life a little bit more difficult. But, yeah, any of those folks, secretaries, paralegals, lawyers, or firm administrators.
Well, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. I want to thank you for coming on and telling our listeners a little bit more about something they probably didn't know much about, and learning more about what you offer there at Regal Court Reporting. Isaiah, thanks again. I look forward to the next time we speak.
Great. Thank you, Bill.
All right. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay with us.
Business owners, if you came back from lunch and there was a resignation letter on your desk, which employee would you really, really not want it to be from? What are you doing to prevent this from happening? At Exit and Retirement Strategies, we design plans that attract, motivate, and retain key employees. For a free consultation, call Bill Black, the Exit Coach, at 866-370-3774. Call today.
Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you, or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio. Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks very much for joining us today, and it's a pleasure to have you with us. I've been telling people that we've been on this AM 830 show at here in Southern California before and after Angels games for about a month now. We've got a lot of great comments. I hope if you get a chance, you'll listen in to our show then. But the best part about it is if you miss it, at exitcoachradio.com, we have over 1,000 recorded interviews you can listen to. We have them indexed by topics. You can look at specific shows, specific types of speakers and groups that you want to listen to. So join us there at exitcoachradio.com and check out the audio library when you get a chance. My next guest is Rick Barrera from Partner Here, Inc. He's the CEO of that group, and they're in Rancho Santa Fe. And a Partner Here is reinventing the way deals get done, and that's what we're going to talk about. So let's get Rick on the line. Rick, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Real pleasure. So, Rick, first of all, I see that you're a member of Vistage International as a speaker, which is fantastic. That means for those of you who are listening who are a Vistage chairperson or member, Rick's available, so listen up. And also, if you are a business owner and you belong to a group, think about bringing Rick in. But, Rick, tell me a little bit about Partner Here, Inc. and your background.
Well, my background, I'm a professional speaker, consultant, marketing and sales consultant. I'm the author of 4 books. I've written 2 selling books, a branding book that was a bestseller, and then a customer service book as well. So really the customer-facing side of the business is where I focus. And I'm the head of faculty for the Center for Heart-Led Leadership in Denver, Colorado. So we're trying to build the next generation of leaders as leaders who are heart-led and who come from that space and really take great care of their employees, because employees are the ones who build the business. And if you're not taking care of them, then you can't grow.
So important to be thinking about the future at all times in leadership in your company, because you don't know as a business owner whether it's going to sell tomorrow or sell down the road or sell never. And you got to be
right.
Ready. And, you know, so I like the concept there of heart leadership. What tell our listeners a little bit more about that term.
Well, it's sort of built off the basis of servant leadership, and it really it's pretty simple. So it's, you know, really getting crystal clear. I mean, really detailed, crystal clear on what the end result is that the organization is headed for. What's the daring destination, and then so every employee knows what that is, and then the next core principle is we before me. So it's really about us going as a team. And so that means we have to sometimes subvert some of our individual, you know, needs or wants or desires, because we're going there as a team. And then the third piece is that the leader, rather than you know, telling everybody what to do, is asking the team what needs to be done in order for us to get there, and how can I help you get there. And the team really leads to the destination, and the leader steps back and it really plays a support role. And that's the big difference. But it's developed very, very high performance teams and very rapid results.
Rick, does this assume that you've built your, this is for your leaders, for your team leaders. So this assumes that
yes.
You've probably had some experience in building them to a point where they can do that. I know that there's a lot of business owners out there that are probably thinking, when I ask for ideas and direction from my team, sometimes I just get blank stares. Is that the current leader's fault?
Well, yeah, because he's hiring B or C players. When you're hiring A players, the A players are ready to go, right? They just want to know where we're going. So if their expertise is in sales or marketing or customer service or operations or whatever, and you know, when the team gets clear about what the ultimate ultimate destination is, then they all go there, right? So there was a quote from, Jan Carlson from SAS that said, you know, people without information can't make a decision, but people with information will always make the right decision, right? So if everybody's clear on what the ultimate destination is and you've got A players, then they're going to go there.
I know, I get that. I'm just saying I talk to a lot of business owners that they have perfectly capable managers, but they're not risk takers. They don't see themselves as, well, I guess I'm talking about in a certain situation where a business owner said, we're looking for the future leaders of this business. Maybe you even want to be an owner in this business. Maybe we're talking about two different things there. There's a owner appetite and an employee appetite. Can you address that?
Yeah. So, I think for sure, you know, some people want equity and want to be owners, and some people want to have, you know, jobs or careers. If you've assembled the right team for the task, right? So, the biggest issue I find is that the owner doesn't really know where the destination is, right? And that's where, you know, you've got to do a good strategic plan, and you've got to bring in, you know, the right outside people to help you figure out where that, you know, where who do you want to be when you grow up, right? That's the biggest question I always ask people, and so many owners don't know. But if you're clear on that, and that's always the first step, and I'm not saying it's easy, but that has to be done. And then once you're clear on that, then you say, okay, do I have the right team to get me there, right? So, you know, if you're going to climb a mountain, you don't hire people who don't like the cold, right? If you're going to run a cruise line, you don't hire people who get seasick, right? So, you know, Southwest Airlines hires people who love people because they're going to be in a tube 5 miles above the Earth with 300 strangers. Right.
Good point.
You know, Microsoft hires people who are brilliant problem solvers. What would happen if you took the Microsoft people and the Southwest people and you swapped them?
You'd have a very friendly Microsoft, but not
exactly.
very smart.
But the software would never work. It would never get launched. Right. It'd be a big party. So,
and you'd probably get Wi-Fi on a Southwest flight.
Exactly. So, I mean, so the key is you really have to, you know, you have to design the organization and the team for whatever the destination is. So all that has to be aligned. That's really what my book Overpromise and Overdeliver is about. But anyway, but that's not what I'm here to talk about today.
Right.
Let's
talk about partner here. That sounds like, thank you for your comments, sir. I appreciate that. What are you trying to accomplish there with partner here?
Well, it's a new venture, and we're still in beta. So, you know, at the moment it's only for the brave, but, it's coming up fast and in the next 30, 60 days, it'll be up, for everyone. And partnerhere.com is a website where entrepreneurs, startups, and business people can come together to sell what they have, buy what they need, and build what they want. And so it's unique in a couple of ways. So think about it as Craigslist meets Match.com, right? So you go in and you build a profile like you would on so many other sites. But then the difference is we ask you, what are your offers? We want you to make offers. You know, we do exit coaching. We do, you know, business planning. We do, you know, consulting or training, or, you know, your last guest was, offering, you know, media services. We want all those offers on Partner Here. And then we have a search engine, which is the other side of that. So somebody who's looking for, you know, marketing or exit coaching or consulting or, you know, a used van for their business can go on there and say, here's what I'm looking for. And we put the two together, we match them up. So it's
a meeting place.
It's
a meeting place for business owners, customers, suppliers, vendors, and professionals, it sounds like.
Yeah. So it's all B2B. And, mm-hmm. you know, we also support, this is one of our uniquenesses, we also support alternative forms of compensation. So, you know, a lot of people are sitting around saying, gee, I wish I could do this or that with my business, or I'd like to start a business, or I'd like to find a partner for a business, but I don't have any money. And, you know, our economy is not growing the way it should be growing. I'm sure you're hearing that from your guests. And
yep.
People are not employed, you know, fully employed in the jobs they're passionate about, and that's a problem. And so we're looking and we're saying, you know, cash is okay. We certainly, you can do cash deals on Partner Here, but we also support other kinds of alternative compensation. So, you know, are you willing to take equity? Are you willing to take, are you willing to barter and trade for, you know, what you want or what you need or what you have? Are you willing to take a success fee? So there's a lot of guys out there who are brilliant at what they do, and they say, well, I know I can make this work. Well, then, you know, are you willing to take a success fee where you get a piece of the action? Are you willing to take a project fee? And then we have a button. It's my favorite button on the entire site, and it's called Let's Get Creative. And it's, you know, it's hey, you know, I'm looking to make a deal. I need this or I have this to offer. Let's get creative. And we come together and we have a conversation. We say, you know, how are we gonna make this thing work? You know, here's what I've got. Here's what you need. Here's what I've got. And let's make it work. So
that's exciting.
You know,
it sounds like we're going. It's the electronic version of going back to the kind of the farmer's market. Let's let's figure out what works for both of us. So you get the corn and I get the hay.
Right. Well, we got to get the economy moving, right? So if we all sit around
yep.
and say, well, I don't have any money for marketing, and then the marketing guy saying, well, I don't have any money for accounting, and the entrepreneur says, you know, I wish I had a marketing guy and an accounting guy, but you know, I'm just the guy with the idea. You know, we're all sitting around waiting for money. Instead, why don't we come together and go, look, you know, I've got this idea. Why don't you do the marketing? Why don't you do the accounting? We'll all be owners, we can, you know, buy, sell, trade, do what, you know, do what needs to be done. Let's get something happening, right? That's the key. Is to start, you know, building
movement.
The company and getting it out there. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the same thing is true for an existing entrepreneur. So how many times have you sat around in your business and said, geez, you know, I wish I had a videographer. I wish I had a marketing person. I wish I had, a salesperson. You know, I can't afford a salesperson right now, but man, if I had the right sales guy for this new product, God, you know, wouldn't that be awesome? Well, you know, so you go on Partner Here and you say, hey, look, you know, I'm willing to pay commission only. I'm willing to pay a success fee. I'm willing to give you a piece of the company. Come and sell here, and if we're successful together, you know, you can have some equity in it, right? And so, you know, now you can get that idea off the ground where you couldn't get that idea off the ground before. That's really, you know, what I'm looking for. And, hey, if everybody's got a bunch of cash and they want to come to Partner Here and, do cash deals, that's cool too. We, you know, we're a membership site. We don't take a percentage of anything or whatever. It's $99 a year. You can do all the deals you want. If you can't get $99 back, you know, on a year's worth of deals, you know, you're not a very good entrepreneur, in my view, right?
Yeah, that's a great price point. And one thought about this is that there's the government and there's Fortune 500 companies out there. How will Partner Here kind of do all of this when the government and Fortune 500 haven't figured it out?
Well, you know, because the government, the Fortune 500, you know, the government's, you know, polarized and worried about the politics and the, you know, what's the visibility look like and appearances and all of that. And they're very self-serving, and that, you know, that's not going to get it done. The Fortune 500, you know, basically they just keep buying things that work. It's how they grow. You know, they're not a bunch of entrepreneurs who know how to grow and start a business. They're, you know, managers who are handling a portfolio of businesses, basically, right? They're going out and they're saying, hey, this business is really working well. I'll buy it, right? As soon as something happens, you know, Instagram, you know, comes along and does a great job, and they get bought by Facebook, and, you know, somebody else comes along and does a great job, and they get bought by somebody else. And so, you know, this is why we keep getting this concentration of wealth at the top. And I'm trying to work with the folks, you know, who are on the bottom end of that, not the, you know, not the poorest of the poor necessarily, but they're certainly welcome. But to say, look, you know, all of us in the U.S., we've got to take control over our economic future. And that means we've got to come together with other people and say, look, here's how I want to manage my own economic future. I'm not going to wait for some Fortune 500 company to offer me a job. I'm going to create the job that I want with the skills that I have. We're a smart country. We've got, you know, brilliant people who have incredible talent. And most of that talent right now is being underutilized. And
yep.
So we've got to take control of it ourselves. And, you know, we've got to become Startup Nation, right? We've got to start the businesses we want and run them and grow them. And if we don't have the expertise, come to Partner Here, find a partner who's got that expertise, and then let's get going.
And then the beauty of the timing of this idea is that there are so many people that are reaching an age where they're starting to not retire, but kind of rewire their lives and say, you know, I've got a lot to offer, but I don't have a marketplace in which to offer it, and I don't want to start another business or consulting business or whatever. So platforms like this where they can actually put themselves out there and say, I'll help you develop a marketing plan, a sales plan, a strategic plan to get into a foreign country. There's so much information and knowledge that's being released over the next several years with the baby boomers getting to a retirement age, not meaning they were going to retire. So that's great. And
right.
But what you're saying is this goes way beyond just the exchange of knowledge. This is goods and services and all kinds of things. I really like the idea. What do you need to make this a success?
Well, you know, right now we need users, right? So it's a network, right? If you're the only guy with a telephone, it's not useful. If you're the only guy with a, you know, with an internet connection, it's not useful. So, you know, what we need is, you know, members into the site. And so we're in beta right now. But those brave souls on your show who are willing to come and join us, we'll give them 2 years for the price of one. That gives them a year for us to, you know, help get our ducks in a row in the beta and get it all launched and perfect. And they still get another year after that. So that's what we're looking for, is people who want to start or grow a business. Do you have any of those that listen to your show?
A couple. Yeah. So what you need right now, you're looking for just general awareness. So if you're out there, if you can hear this, whether it's today, tomorrow, or a year from now, because these interviews stay on Experts Radio forever. If you can hear this, you got to get over to the website, and it's partnerhere.com, correct?
Yep, that's it.
Partnerhere.com. And when they get there, walk people through a little bit so they're familiar when they get there what they're going to see once they get there.
Well, it's real simple. They're going to have a login page. They'll log in, sign in, and pay. And they get a free account too, by the way, if they want to preview and poke around. They can do that and hang with us until we get really rolling. But if you log in and pay, then what you'll get is an opportunity to build a profile, and you can build your profile, and then you make your offers. So the offers are broken down into, you know, services that you want to sell, products that you want to sell, things you want to share, right? So we have a sharing thing. You say, I want to share a marketing person. I want to share a 3D printer. I want to share an office. I want to share a warehouse space, a loft, whatever it could be. I want to donate things. I'm willing to donate my time. I'm willing to donate coaching. I've got an audio series, and this is great, you know, for the information marketers who are listening to your program. You've got information, you're willing to offer a free book or a free audio or free something like that. You know, we want you to come and sell on this program, on this platform. You know, one of the things that frustrates me is you go out on the internet, it's probably the greatest boon to commerce ever, and in so many places that you're not supposed to sell, right? We can't go to Facebook and really sell anything. That's spamming. And, you know, we go on LinkedIn and you put your profile in there, but you really aren't supposed to sell anything.
Yep.
And
yep.
You know, and what is commerce? Commerce is selling things. It's making offers, and people taking you up on those offers. So we want you to build an offer. So build as many offers as you want. Unlimited offers. In fact, we've got another unique thing. We've got unlimited profiles. So you could have a profile as, you know, Bill Black, Exit Coach Radio, and then you could have another profile as Bill Black, you know, entrepreneur of ABC Company, right? And,
mm-hmm.
and make different offers, right? So once you've done that, then you can start searching. You can say, you know, start searching. Say, well, what do I need to grow my business? I mean, everybody needs something to grow their business. If I were to ask you right now, what are the one, two, or three things you would want to grow your business right now?
Sure. Well, yeah, tech, always looking for technology people to work on things like websites and editing and,
right.
And typically, for instance, I go out for intern programs and, for instance, and they're swapping hours that they need for their college credits for work they're doing.
Exactly.
So you're right. This exists everywhere. What we need is a good marketplace to come together on this. And that's what partnerhere.com is all about. And I'm looking at the website right now. And one question I have, because I'm not inside of it, I'm on the outside pages. If, for instance, you go on a Craigslist or something like that, it's gotten so big that they say, well, here's the deals in Orange County versus San Diego and other areas. Is Partner Here segmented like that yet, or is it just
yes.
Is it going to be okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So you can segment.
Markets.
You can do local markets, or you can do the universe. And so
okay.
You can put in there's a little slider. You put in your zip code and you say within 50 miles or 100 miles or
perfect.
Whatever of that. If you want to do local markets, and again, you know, we need to add a lot more folks in here, but as those markets begin to fill out, it gets pretty exciting. And a lot of this stuff is virtual, so you can check the virtual box and say, you know, I can coach from anywhere in the world, right? And you can do those kind of things. So there's you know, it's really designed. It's a marketplace to get things moving.
Right.
And
perfect. I like it. I like it a lot. And so I don't have to go pick up the van in Wichita, is what you're telling me, if I'm in Orange County. That's good.
Well, you know, you can if you
unless
want
it's
to.
A really
you
good
like
deal.
You like to feel better in Wichita.
I like
Orange
it. I'm
County,
looking at the website.
You can search around Orange County, L.A., and San Diego.
It looks like right. Something that whose time has come in our digital age. You know, we all have, like you said, we all have something to offer and something we need, and that's what PartnerHere.com is all about, bringing together those who need and those who have to work out whatever arrangement makes sense to keep to get things moving, like you say. I like it a lot, and I wish you all the luck in the world, Rick. And so the website we know is PartnerHere.com. If someone had any specific questions, it looks like they can go to the website and maybe get in touch too in other ways. Is there anything else you want to tell listeners? You mentioned some kind of a special. If they go, they can get a couple of years for one now or something like that.
Yeah. So the easiest way to do that is to email me. It's rick@partnerhere.com, rick@partnerhere.com. And if they just email me and say, I want the Exit Coach Radio special, what we'll do two things for them. One is they get 2 years for the price of one. And the other thing is we've got a partnership course that takes you from step-by-step from the small stuff through your operating agreement and launch. That was written by Stephanie Burns, my partner, who's a Forbes columnist, guest Forbes columnist, very smart cookie. And it'll save you thousands of dollars in legal bills down the road. That's free with, again, 2 years, the whole thing, $99.
Love it. It's very nicely done. I'm looking at the website. You should, too, if you're listening, partnerhere.com. And Rick Barrera, I want to check back with you in a few months down the road and see after you get out of beta and everything gets going, how things are going. But certainly for our listeners, check it out, partnerhere.com. It's a great site and something that you want to know about. Rick, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to the next time we speak.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Bye.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, so please stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Spike Reel for The Exit Coach. Business owners, can you name the 8 key value drivers that you and your managers should be focusing on to increase the value of your business? Introducing the Sellability Score Index. Visit our website and answer 25 questions about your business, and you will instantly receive your sellability score, showing you how well you stack up in the 8 value driver areas. It's a great management tool. It's absolutely free for our listeners. Just visit exitcoachradio.com and click Get My Sellability Score.
Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio. Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on exitcoachradio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.